everybody. It's Wednesday again. It's March 1st, 2023. Happy March. And we are Angel Answers. And we are a group of psychic healers, mediums, who are part of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, coming together to form this radio show. I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be one of your hosts tonight, along with Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, Peg Jones, and I think Adriana Roman will be off tonight. So, hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
How are you?
doing well. Doing good, and I hope you are too.
March.
I'm sure you are. All right. So, anyway, what I'm going to do is go ahead and just talk about DC Love and Catherine Peoples. Our DC Love has joined Catherine Peoples for her new show that she started called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. So DC Love, both of them will not be on for a while. They may come in and visit and say hi, which would be lovely, but they have moved on to newer journeys now with this new show, which is fantastic. It's on Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific and 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So you might want to check them out. It's a great show. I've been listening to it. I've been posting that show on my page for several weeks now when Catherine first started, and now DC will be joining her. So that's wonderful. And we will continue on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read about, you can find us on Facebook and the Sacred Embers group, and all of our bios are there. So if you want to get a reading, just go ahead and check out that website and check out that group and get a reading from us. I'll give you the website in a minute. We have other groups in our Sacred Embers team, and one of them is headed by Lynn Bleasdale, who heads the Enter the Light show. And that's on Sunday at 12 noon Pacific Standard, 3 p.m. Eastern. And with her, her hosts joining her are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, and Elizabeth D'Onofrio. It's a great show. It's just a beautiful show, so you might want to check that out too. And then there's also another show called The Lighthouse, and Shannon Johnson heads that with Tina Godin and Natasha Scott. That is also another fantastic show, and they'll be on soon, and that we have to keep checking to see exactly when that is on. So anyway, I'm just going to read the bio of Peg Jones, who will be joining us later tonight, and of Adriana Roman. So let's see. Let me look for Peg. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart's Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And it's a wonderful book. Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki Master's teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths, and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. It's a beautiful website. And you can find the whole team on www.sacred. Oops, it just went out. Oh, my goodness. There it comes back again. It just like blipped out, you know, and went black, and then all of a sudden it's on again. I think that's funny. Okay, someone's trying to say hi to us. You can find us on www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. So there you have it. And I'll just give you a short bio of myself. I'm Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I have my poems all over the place, and I'm trying to collaborate with singers or creative people who want to use my poems for some kind of happening, including music, songs, or events. And I'm a psychic medium intuitive. I work with animal totems, and I also do predictions. So that's what I do, and I'm going to just go right ahead and turn it right over to Liz Pfister.
Thank you, Jan. Hi, everybody.
You're welcome.
I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive empath as well. I'm a Reiki healer, an ordained minister, a card deck creator, a card reader. I own my own holistic center in upstate New York called River Maven, and I just like to teach people about everything and anything spiritual and metaphysical. Living this lifestyle has been such a huge welcome change for me, and I know so many more people that could benefit from it, so I like to share that. Every Tuesday night, you can find me on Facebook. I live stream my Crystal Singing Bowl meditation every week at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can find that at River Maven 77 on Facebook. And you can find that it's an hour long every week. I guess we will have almost 3 years worth of videos on here soon. I do that to share with everyone. I started during COVID. It was something we had done in person prior to COVID, but once COVID came, I started live streaming, and it took off like crazy. And there's people all around the world that listen in whenever they can. That's why we post the replay. So I invite you to check that out. And I did bring with me this evening my crystal pyramid. I know we like that to get us all grounded and connected here on the show. So, ladies, if you want to take a couple of deep breaths in, take a nice big deep breath in through your nose, filling up your belly and your tummy full of air, and then letting it out through your mouth. Nice and slow so you have nothing left. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, going all the way up again. You can't go any further. And let it out nice and slow so there's nothing left. And then on your next inhale, focus in on the sound. That was so beautiful. Thank you. I always feel like in my heart chakra. How about you, Jan?
Oh, it goes right into my third eye and then right down into my heart chakra. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Just right away.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I love it.
Yep.
And that's the pyramid,
I know.
Oh.
Yes.
That
yep.
is a magical. Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. Oh, I need that every day.
I did a birthday party for a friend of mine on Friday. She had called and said, I want to do a birthday party with like some Reiki and some cards.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay. So we came up with an idea and I took the pyramid and I had her group sit around in a circle and I brought them into a meditative state and then I gave each of them Reiki. And then after I went around and I played the pyramid above each person's head and they were like, oh my gosh, that was so amazing. I can't believe it.
That is amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
I have to say, I love it.
I do too.
Yes. And I did this finally, I should mention this, I'm now a certified sound healer in tuning forks and crystal bowls, along with I have the fundamentals of the crystal pyramid course as well. So. That was my
That's so neat.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Even though you've been doing that for so long already.
Yeah.
And doing so amazing, but I totally understand, you know, getting the certification. But you're amazing at what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I
missed it last
week. I need to know. What they say if I'm missing anything, and I wasn't, but I'm glad I took it. You're right.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's nice to have. I mean, it's just a paper, but you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it is, just it like my nice Reiki master. You know, it's amazing to have, but, you know, it's truly magical what we are, you know, what we came here to do. So if Liz, if you're done, I'll introduce myself so that Jan could read her beautiful poems. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, ordained minister, a numerologist, tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a trans channeler and healer. And I also do numerology readings. And, you know, I can't speak enough about the greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of insight. It provides a roadmap for your life so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It also uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve in this life. It also helps with planning your future, which I've done my annual outlook for this year. I also provide you with a forecast for the year with your reading, and it's very, very detailed, about 10 pages, and it includes your karmic lessons and depth. I am also a candle creator. I create healing candles. One of them is Mother Mary. The Mother Mary candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil, and it's made with soy wax. And it comes in a blush ceramic jar with oak lid and a wooden wick. I also created a Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. And then besides my healing candles, I also create beautiful baskets for any occasions or single candles to purchase, which are not healing as well. You know, I could do healing or non-healing candles. So to book a reading with me or pricing information for my candles, you can visit www.theangelwithin.com, and that's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I'll send it over to Jan now to read her beautiful poems or whatever message you have.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, Liz, I missed it last night, and I really missed it. And so I'll have to catch up with it this week, your bowls session. And so anytime I miss it, I can feel it, you know. So I'm going to read my first poem. It's not mine. It's from DC Love, and she wrote it for the Angel Answer Ladies, for all of us. It is just beautiful, and I cried when I read it. Anyway, she wrote it to us as a special thing since she has basically left the show now. And so here it goes. We'll always be connected, beloved soul sisters. No matter where we are or what we do, we send you love on the wings of angels to make your dreams come true. The divine energy from above, behind, around, and within is sent to you, our spiritual friends. Keep being the amazing women you are. On your spiritual path, you're sure to go far. With oracle card reading and candles infused with love, Mary, you bring a little bit of heaven down from above. Liz, with your crystal singing bowl meditations and spiritual guiding light, you brighten the path and help callers to know your insight. Jan, you are a wild spiritual super sleuth who shares her poems and animal totems too. Your songs and spiritual lyrics are a gift from above. When you share them with others, they immediately feel God's healing love. Peg, you live in your heart place and share divine wisdom and love that you channel from the angels above. Adriana is a lotus in bloom, using her spiritual oils and healing bracelets, positive energy and good vibes to intuitively help her soul family and tribe. Catherine in DC will now begin bridging the gap. Science and spirituality are on their new metaphysical map. Two natural-born healers with many abilities to share will take you on a wild ride of thought-provoking topics with many. What the bleeps moments they'll share. And there it is. And I just think that was so beautiful and so brilliant and so clever and just
it is
and
so
lovely.
Beautiful. And they're only, it's a sister show, right? So we're all together still in the same group.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just we definitely will miss them in the show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So it's bittersweet.
We'll still see them in the room and in the group, and we're still all together.
And everything. And calls, because we call each other all the time. So, that was absolutely beautiful.
So anyway, and DC Love is the one who first invited me onto your show, and it was originally DC Love, Liv's sister, and Mary Hernandez. It was their show, and they invited me. And this was almost a year ago. So I appreciate her doing that, and I'm glad that I got to work with her that long, too. So, and I'm still thrilled to be working with both of you and thankful that you still have me here. So anyway, go on.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you. All right. So here we go. I'm going to start off. And this one's called Entering the Exit Zone. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which will help us keep our equilibrium. It is a wonderful place in this life in which we live here. We learn, suffer, and rejoice this earth school that is so dear. It's going by so fast, so much to do. Our loved ones only here for so long, and then they are gone. It seems like minutes, only a few. Take the spiritual path. It's less treacherous and a ticket for later. It will help us see the difference between a lover and a hater. And when our exit is near, the ticket, it will make your passing without fear. And this one's called The Fairy Sings. She sits on tree limbs, bathing in colors of ecstasy, water flowing beneath her wings. She and her butterfly, the fairy sings, with quiet longing and wonderment. She knows no time but eternity. The fairy sings her songs for the betterment of her community. And this is called Light and Dark, Living Art. I am wild, I am free, I am light, I am dark. Together we are energy. We are two sides of the same part. We shine synergistically. Together we are living art. And this says, forgiveness holds space for all of your sad to turn it later into your glad. And this one says, more spring, less violence. For you, for me. Let's be in this life more peacefully. The more we bridge our differences, the less violence we may see. And this is called Dance With Me. Dance with me, let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey, let's let our bodies move to that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is, dance is a sweet sensation. And so happy spring, March madness, no sadness. And this one's kindness. A work in progress, a desired state, a resolution for the new year. It's never too late. And this one says, take a stance, dance. Let yourself have a chance to discover that you are part of the dance. Do a pose or turn. It doesn't matter which way. Let your muscles burn wherever you are in the day. Move your body and start to feel that beat. It's so fun. Here go your feet. And this one's called Purple Peace. Purple Peace, praying for the war to cease, a full moon feeling, wishing you a lavender healing. And the full moon is right around the corner. It's about to jump at us. And this one's called God is Smiling at You. Breathe in pink, don't let your heart sink. Breathe out green so your soul is serene. Look up at the blue, God is smiling at you. Look afar and see the silver star. Look within where our breath will begin. Breathe in white and see the light. Look above and see the dove. Breathe in gold, let love have a hold. I breathe in God's increase. I breathe out serenity and peace. And this one's called In Fairy Time, Prayer. Happily, joyfully, peacefully, free of disease and unease, full of lovely, full of healthy, full of worthy, with all family and friends and all trends to make amends as it ascends. Angelic ties it sends. It sparkles magic, miracles, and nothing tragic. A new year already here, sparkling another rhyme. Here it is upon us, our 2023, in fairy time. And this one says, sunflower sky. Take me to the sunflower sky. No time to ponder why. So many things are awry. Time to let go. It's no time to die. And this one says, take me to the sunflower skies.
Let's kiss with no lies. It's a place where no one dies. And this one is a pack of sunflowers. I was mobbed by a pack of sunflowers. They wouldn't let me go until I smelled their smiles. Then I became mellow yellow for hours and hours and miles and miles. And the last one says, heavenly nod, kind, prophetic messages are coming your way. Go past your circumstances. Believe in the good news, the power of love and of a sound mind. Listen carefully. God will speak to you. Don't worry about all of the different views. Just remember to be kind. And that's that. There it is.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We are
Thank
always
you.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Gary and I are concerned, Dan. You are part of Angel Answers. You are
I told
one
her,
of our
yes.
members.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Until
thank you very
until
much.
You decide to leave, okay? So you're here
well,
forever if you decide to stay
thank
forever.
You. Thank you. I probably will. I don't want to leave. So, thank you very much.
Yeah. You bring such great energy, and your poems are just so moving. I love everything you post daily on, you know, your Facebook page, and it's just so uplifting, you know. So it's really nice.
Aww.
So I just want
thank
to thank
you. I appreciate
you.
It.
And I'm sure everybody loves that too, because I see a lot of people share your poems as well. So
I feel lucky about that. They do share them a lot, and
yes.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate it, but we all thank you for all of that. I appreciate it. You know
mm-hmm.
I do, and we all have our what we share to in our life and our groups and everything,
yeah.
and we're all doing fairly pretty good, I think.
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I
all
wanted
right.
to give a collective message real quick. I'll make it really quick. I pulled a card from the Angel Prayers deck, and it came out spiritual support. Dear angels, I allow you to support me as I grow to become more spiritually aware. And that's what we're coming about, right? Everyone is awakening. There's a mass awakening. I mean, I've participated in the Stargate experience this for the next, I did it last week and I'm doing it again this week. And it's just bringing our galactic family together. And, you know, attuning to you know, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, and, you know, the Sirians and the Arcturians. So it's been such a magical experience. And, you know, before that happened, before I decided to take the Stargate experience, even though I've been with them for over a year learning with them, I actually have been seeing a lot of ships. Like spaceships in the sky. And yesterday was such a great experience
wow.
because after being attuned to the energies of the Sirians and the Arcturians, I asked for a sign, and I was in an open field, and I was like, okay, I need a sign that you're there, because I just want one, because I know you're there. So I'm like, okay. So all of a sudden I look up, I look up, there's nothing. There's just beautiful stars. It was a beautiful night last night, which I have to post for you guys to see. Beautiful stars, like so bright. And all of a sudden I see like something flashing, and I'm like, okay, that is not an airplane. That's a spaceship, because it wasn't, you know, like the way the airplanes go straight. They don't go like bubble,
mm-hmm.
right? Like all around. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
oh my God. It was so magical, and I was like, thank you. And the whole way home, I was just like in awe, like just so happy that, you know, that I got that confirmation that they are there. I know they are, you know, and
wow.
I'll be speaking more about that, you know, in about them soon. You know, I just have to share, but you know, for another time. I just wanted to share that experience from yesterday, which was magical, because it's, you know, you just have to ask for signs. The same with our guides. We just ask for signs and they're there. The same with our angels. They're there as well. So it's just asking them, you know, show me you're here. Show me you're really real. And they will, you know, if you don't believe. So it's just magical. So I just wanted to leave it with that card and that message. You know, just know that the angelic realm and our star family is here supporting us at this time, you know, in regards to making decisions that you may need, anything that you're unsure about in some areas of your life, you know, and just know that all is well and you're being guided, you know, just trust. I feel like it's having faith and trust that everything is according to plan, is going according to divine timing and according to plan, not rushing things, right? Because when we rush, mm-hmm. you know, there's a block, that means it's not time yet. You know, you just have to wait, you know. So I just wanted to leave it with that message, because this month is about releasing and, you know, transforming. As, you know, we heard with Igor yesterday, the way he said that March is letting go of old patterns and we're being transformed. You know, our DNA is changing. Our soul is, you know, he wanted to remind us that our soul is a channel of love. You know, that's all we are, is a channel of love. And, you know, some people forget that, but that's what we are. We are love, and we just need to show compassion to one another and show love to one another, and you see how this world will transform into such a magical world, you know, that it has the potential to be, and it will be, because there's a mass awakening of light workers out there, and I am so grateful to be here at this time now to help people awaken. And I'm sure you ladies feel the same way, you know, to help others, you know, in their journey, because I know we're all doing that independently as well as together in this group here, you know, with Sacred Embers and also our Angel Answers show, you know, we're doing that. So it's just, I just wanted to put that out there, you know, that love is the answer to everything, you know. If we give love out, that's exactly what we're going to get back, you know. So, all right. That was my spiel of today, but I love it. It just came out. I don't write anything.
It just comes out of you. I just
yeah.
I love when you do that. It just it's so brilliant and amazing. It really is. It's a gift that when you do that. And you just speak the truth and it just comes out. It's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh,
you're
my
welcome.
Gosh. And for you to see ETs, I mean, that's a miracle. You know
what
I mean? I mean, that's like, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I was just, it's been so magical these past 2 weeks. And I mean, my whole journey has been ever since Liz and I decided to do this show and we were called on, you know, by Lynn and say, hey, you guys are ready to do a show. Why don't you go get together and figure out a name? And I told Liz, I was like, well, I have to have Angel because that's my dad's name. And then, you know, Liz was like, okay, well, how about Angel Answers? And I'm like, oh, perfect. So it's been a magical ride, and it's such a learning experience, and it's been so great to have, you know, DC be with us for so long, you know, because I think, Liz, if I'm not mistaken, our show has been on for 2.5 years now.
Yeah, I think we started in October, I think we remembered. And, it was 2 years in October, so I think October, right?
I believe so.
And it's just mind-blowing that, like, I mean, exactly how it all happened. You and I were guests on the same show, Lindsay's show there, Enter the Light, and we were guests one time, and then they're like, oh, go ahead and have a show. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I was like, okay, I'm a little nervous. I was like, Liz, I'm a little nervous. I don't know how to use this switchboard. And now, like, I love the switchboard. It's so easy, and it's so funny because one of the ladies had said, oh, my gosh, it's so easy. Like, we can show you. You know, like Lynn was like, and Sharon was like, I'll show you, you know, and it was easy. But at the first on the switchboard, I'm a little nervous. But now I love
but
it.
I think we're Gen 5.
Yeah, yeah, now I love it.
I don't think we've hung up on anyone.
No, we didn't. No, and it's been amazing ride. It's been amazing. I just can't say enough about this show, how much it's opened up my gifts and how much I've connected with so many people because of it, you know. So I'm grateful, very grateful. So.
Absolutely. You know, we this definitely is like a great exercise in keeping your intuition open because we're doing it every week. And that's actually what my teacher said to me. She's like, you have grown so much by doing this because she says you're doing it all the time instead of, you know, having to think about it. Which if I was doing day-to-day life and only going to her stuff once a month, that's exactly what would happen. I would only think about it now and then. But I'm like, you're right. And so it's a huge, huge help. But I want to say, you know, we also, I mean, we've met amazing people like Constance, who we've been able to follow her journey now, and she has wonderful news that she shared with us. And that's amazing.
Yes, I love her journey. And I wish she calls today, seriously, because she needs to tell callers, you know, like a brief, you know, update of how well she's doing, how amazing she's doing, because Constance is one that we all saw her walking again. And, you know, as I believe Jen has mentioned, she is. So it's such a magical journey to believe, right? Because we need to believe and trust and have, and stay positive
with
our thoughts.
We have so many callers that call us back and tell us, you know, how they've been doing and how things have gone. And, you know, as readers, like, that's something we can't ask enough of, because it's always good to have confirmation that what you told someone was right. That's a big self-esteem booster right there.
Definitely.
So, you know, and we always tell callers that. Make sure you call us back and let us know how it goes, right? Because we do want to know. And we've got some great people through here. So, for sure. So, speaking of those great people, do you think we should pick up some callers?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Let's see. Area code 786, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Yvette. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Oh, yay. Awesome.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Whatever the cosmos has for me, I'm always open.
Okay. That's a good way to be.
Yeah, I love that.
Sure is. So, Yvette, right away, I see the water, and I always see the water with you, but I'm not seeing dolphins like I usually do. I see the bird, and I can't think of what the bird is over there with water.
Like a seagull?
It's a pelican. Yeah, it's either a seagull or a pelican.
Or a pelican.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's a seagull or a pelican. Okay, so let me just. Okay, I'm getting seagull. I'm gonna go ahead and look up, see what seagull talks about, and I'm getting the word flow, for you, just in general.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that's what the seagull means, because I'm just getting that word like. Pounding in my ear, so let's just see. I'm looking it up real quickly here. Here we go. So flowing, and it says, you're opening up communication with the realm of the nature spirits, particularly fairies and water sprites. It's time to clean up your home environment and let go of and recycle as much as you possibly can. It's important to clear up any misunderstandings you've had with someone you're close to that resulted from poor communication. Pay close attention to those you interact with, particularly noticing any nonverbal cues, voice intonations, and trust your senses on what you're picking up. Spend a significant amount of time at the seashore meditating, allowing the rhythms and waves of the waves and the wind to be your guiding pulse. That's kind of neat. You're a very gifted communicator, both articulate and a good listener, and you maintain a comfortable balance between your emotions and rational side. And you're quite attentive to decorum that is necessary in any social situation. Like, you're really well-mannered and courteous to all. And you're committed to doing things that help the environment. And you might be seen picking up trash or recycling whatever can be recycled. And you are someone that doesn't get so alarmed that you get totally freaked out. You're able to handle, handle stuff. So that's what the seagull is saying. And do you relate to that at all? To that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Great. Are you still near water?
Yes, I'm still near water. I'm still in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
My favorite thing to do is to go down to the beach and watch the seagulls.
Okay.
That's very cool. That's perfect.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'm going to pass you right over to Liz.
I think Mary's going to go.
I could do it with Liz.
Okay.
Liz will go last because she's picking up the caller.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Of course.
Yeah. Yvette, I got take time to breathe. And it says, it's from the Angel Prayers Oracle deck. And it's it says, thank you, angels. I breathe with ease knowing you're here. And she's got her arms wide open, and she's got a straw hat, and she's sitting on the beach. So how appropriate that you love the beach.
Wow.
Perfect.
And then the other card that fell out for you was Archangel Raphael, the divine physician. But he's not only for a divine physician, he's also comes in for love as well. So it says, thank you, Raphael, for shining your divine light upon my healthy body. So, you know, before I go to bed every night, what I do is I invite Archangel Raphael to heal me, to come in while I sleep and heal my body and of anything, you know, to remove anything and heal me completely from head to toe. So, you know, that's working with him, and you could work with him as well for love, you know, if that's what you're looking for, if it's not, you know, just for the physician part, you know, because he's the angel that heals as well. So, and I hope that helps, Yvette, and I'll switch you over to Liz.
Thank you so much. Yes, I like
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, Mary and Jan.
Hi,
Yvette.
Thank you.
Liz. I got two cards for you here. The first one is from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle, and it's number 42. Your prayers are being answered. And it says, your prayers are being received by the divine answer, by the divine. Answers will come soon, although perhaps in forms you didn't expect. And so my message that I wrote down here for you is relax and allow everything, Everything that you have asked for is on its way already, although it may be in different forms than you expect. This is sometimes the way it is.
All right.
But go with the flow and be open to the possibilities. You know, don't dismiss things that come into your path that are accessible to you and are offered to you, because, you know, when we ask for things that we think we need, right, we have an idea of what we need, and that's what we're expecting to come our way. But sometimes other things can work the same way as
as what we are expecting. So just be open to anything that's offered to you or put in your path, because it may really be the answer that you're looking for, or the thing that you asked for. It just may be in a different form than what you were expecting, if that makes sense. So just don't dismiss anything. Let's take a minute to think about it first.
Yeah, I haven't won the lotto yet, but I keep finding change every day, so it's all good.
Okay, you're on the path.
That's right.
And then the next card I pulled for you is from the Divine Abundance deck, and it's Guidance, and it has a big sailboat in the middle of it, so I thought this was perfect for Jan talking about the beast. And it says, when you make divine intelligence your foundation, you finally have a fixed star to follow. So I agree with Jan, spending time in meditation, you know, each day, even if it's for 10 minutes, just to connect with your inner voice and your higher self and listen to what information the universe is giving you. Because it's always giving you cues to be successful if you take the time to listen. So I think in your time that you're at the beach, you know, take a few minutes to tap into that. You'll feel more supported. You'll feel like you have a better foundation. You'll have more confidence in yourself. So I think, you know, those are really great things to connect with, you know, to keep us, all of us, in a good mental health space, right? So, you know, take that time, because when we're connected to our higher power, we have faith and hope, right? And that's what gets us through the day. That's what says, yeah, you know what, I'm okay. No matter what went wrong today, I'm going to make it. I'm okay. Because I know I'm being taken
care of. That's right.
So just, you know, tapping into that each day to remind yourself of that is a very, very powerful thing. And if you want to take it further, I think you're already very in tune. You know, you can decide to take it further, but it's up to you. You know, that's for you to decide whether or not you're ready for it. But, you know, it's just to connect and to remind yourself that everything's okay, you're still here, you're safe, you're healthy. You know, sometimes we just need that each day. So I hope that that helps you out. For that, and
thank you so much. You know, that's beautiful.
Sounds like they have good things in store for you. They're looking out for you for sure.
They sure are. Thank you so much, ladies. Beautiful show.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We'll put
Thank
you back down to listen and give us a call again, Yvette.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
Definitely.
You're welcome. All right. Beautiful first caller.
Wow. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess we have a couple more on here, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to scoot into our next one?
Yes.
Of course. Okay. All right. Area code 610, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name? Area code 610. Okay, maybe they stepped away. We'll try them again. All right. It looks like we have a Skype caller meeting. Hello, do we have a caller on Skype?
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Rose.
We have your first name, Rose?
Rose, yeah.
Okay, Rose, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, what do you see, I guess, do you see any changes, or what can I expect with my work in the next year?
Okay.
Hey, Rose. Hi, this is Jan.
Hi.
The first thing, I'm not seeing an animal right away. I'm seeing a guy playing a guitar. Wow. I mean, that's just what I'm seeing. I don't know if you have anything with that.
But then now I'm seeing a bunny, a bunny rabbit. And let me see what bunny rabbit says. I love them. They represent like movement, like positive movement, growth. And of course, they also represent having babies. But they're really positive about like growing and movement. So it says, the bunny, this is a very creative time for you. So it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be extra vigilant for the next couple of days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. That doesn't mean that something like that's going to happen. That's just what the bunny does. And then it says, try a vegetarian diet for a few days and pay attention to how you feel. Rather than steady, step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. That's what I love about the bunny, how progress, how movement happens in leaps and bounds. You're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a burst of intense activity. Express your love freely to those closest to you. You have intelligence, common sense, and wit, and it will serve you well, especially in uncomfortable situations. You're a great strategist. You have a backup plan, and are quite agile and adept at shifting plans when the need demands, particularly in stressful situations. You're an optimist, very positive, and you don't like to tolerate gloominess. You are sensitive, articulate, and artistic. So that's such a positive animal to be around you for anything, for any time. You know what I mean? But for you and your, did you say a job? Were you saying a job?
With my job.
With your job, okay. It's a positive animal to have around any type of situation, as far as I'm concerned. It means things are going to be, things aren't going to be stagnant is what that means. So that's basically what the bunny is all about. And I don't know what the music connection is, but boy, do I see a guy playing guitar. Maybe you'll meet someone like that, or maybe you're going to be listening to music soon, or that you do listen to music. And I would say keep listening. And I'm going to pass you over to Mary, because all I'm feeling about the job is growth. I'm just getting the word growth for you. And then I need to just think about it a little bit more, because I'm seeing this guy playing guitar. So it may be a very creative time for you. So I'm just going to pass this over to Mary, and I hope any of that helps you at all. Do you think it does?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, Jan, that was beautiful, and it's in tune with a little bit about these two messages. These cards fell out for you, Rose. This is Mary. And I love the name Rose. That was my mom's name, and I love roses. So when you called in, I just had a smile on my face. So thank you for calling. And the first message says, and I think it's going to answer your question. Dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here in spirit is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. just like Nike, loving you so, so much. And in the back of the card, it has like a key and a mirror. And it says unlock your, actually it's a door, I'm sorry. And it says unlock your magic. So you have some serious magic, some beautiful gifts coming to you. And there's a lot of opportunities coming to you, but just stay open. You know, it could be in different things, just like our previous caller. It could be something we've never done before. It could be guitar lessons or something to do with music or, you know, I'm not sure, but that's what I'm being guided to say. And then the other card for you, Rose, is says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world with spirit. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Ooh, I'm so chilled. Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And it says in the back, celebrate life. So, you know, there's, again, there's opportunities coming to you, and it may be something that you've never done before. You know, for Liz and I, when we started the show, we've never done a radio show, and we just did it, and it's now 2.5 years, and we're the happiest, you know, and we both have our businesses, and it's been a great journey. So sometimes, you know, spirit puts us in different, you know, places or to do different things because we need growth, you know. So just planting your seeds out there, you know, and seeing what it is that makes you happy. And I hope that resonates with you, Rose.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And now you have Liz, Rose.
Oh,
hi, Rose.
Okay.
So I had three cards come out of the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle. And the first one was number 23, Pray from the Heart. And I'll give you the other cards too, but I want to, have you been at this job for a long time, Rose? Like you've been there a while and you're comfortable, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit. Well, not too long, but yeah.
Okay. All right, because I was definitely getting the sense that this was a situation that I, a similar situation to what I have. So this first card is just saying, you know, put out into the universe what you want. What are you wanting? You know, even if it's better conditions at the job, put them out there. You know, if you don't necessarily want to change and go somewhere else, you know what, I'd really like it. You know, this job would be so ideal if blah, 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 blah. It's okay to ask for it. Why not? What's it going to hurt? and just put it out there. And if you want to change jobs, same thing. Just put it out there. What are you looking for? And the next two cards, I found this funny because they fell out of the deck and they were 9 and 10. Which is also, my birthday is 9/10, so I just thought that, I'm like, that's bizarre. and the first one is, don't give up on love. A relationship you cherish can be healed. Allow me to clear the way for forgiveness so that love can thrive again. And I feel this is in relationship to the job, like that, you know, you really liked it at one time and you really liked being there and the work and the people and all those things and something changed. And now it's not so great, right? And that happens. but it sounds to me like there's an opportunity that it can return. It just may be like a bad seed right now and temporary. But sometimes too, it's about standing in our power. Because I'm going to give you the next card. Gave me a little bit more. So number 10 is don't settle for less. And it says, you are a child of the divine and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up. So, you know, if there's something that you're trying to achieve at that job or strive for, or you think that you're qualified for and you're maybe being overlooked, it's time to say something. And just be confident in yourself. It's not, what do I want to say? It's not making you look bad. It's really that people aren't thinking about it. So by you saying, hey, you know, I'm interested in this. I think I have the ability to do this, or I've done this before, blah, 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 blah. You know, state your case to them clearly, because I feel like they just aren't, they may know that you've done this, but they're not remembering, or, you know, it's not right in the forefront of their mind. So, you know, say where you're coming from, because I think that is going to put you in a better place if you want to stay where you're at. And then the last card that I got for you was from the Divine Abundance deck, and it says receiving. Every day it becomes easier to receive the highest divine plan and to trust my inner guidance. So, you know, if you're working on listening to your intuition more and those things, this is the perfect way to exercise it. or if you want to start, this is the perfect time to start, it's saying. So, you know, just listening when you're wondering if you should stay or go, take a moment to take a couple deep breaths and close your eyes. And how does it feel? Does it make your heart, you know, expand and you want to be there? Or does it make you kind of cringe and not feel good? But, you know, that's your intuition sending you a signal. So, you know, if you're not doing that now, again, this is saying this is a great time for you to start. And if you are already doing it, it's going to continue to get easier and more, you're going to become more comfortable with it. So,
good.
I hope
there's no bumps in the road with work.
No, it's really, you'll be there. It just like, it may not be always the best happy times, but they're temporary. It's not long term by any means. I think what I'm getting is if you want to stay there, you can make it a positive place that you want to be. And if you want to leave, you're definitely going to find work in another field. You're more than qualified. So, but it's totally your choice. You know, it's not, nobody else is going to make it for you, or it's not going to be made for you. So,
okay.
I hope that
All right. Helps. Thank you very much. It's very helpful.
You're welcome, Rose. Have a good evening and give us a call back sometime. Let us know how it goes. You're welcome. Oh, how nice.
Yeah,
that was a great message. Beautiful message. I don't think she related to what I said, but that's okay. Sometimes it doesn't. It does. I can't help it. That's what I saw, was this guy playing guitar. I don't know what that means, but it.
That seems, anyway. It sounds very soothing and calming to me. I'm like, oh, I can take somebody playing guitar any place that was. While I was work, like, if that's how you felt while you were working, it like in the same, mm-hmm. you're in the same comfort as when you're just listening to some guy play guitar. That would be an all right work environment, I think.
Yeah, it sure would. Yes, it would.
I'm like, yeah, I think it sounds like, I think it sounds good. Maybe he was a party animal, Jan. That's what he could have been.
Huh?
Maybe he was a party
animal.
He's,
maybe. I just think it's funny. Because I usually see the animal first, and I saw that first. But I loved the messages that you both said, because it completely hit my heart. I loved it. It helped me so much, too.
Yeah. I thought the rabbit made sense, you know. There might be time where she's going to be, you know, not as comfortable as she has to be, but just moving through it. She's going to get, she'll get through it. It's going to pass. It's all, it's how life is, right? Ups and downs.
Right. That's, yeah, exactly.
Well,
neat.
Well, ladies. All right. Thanks, are we ready for our next call?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Area code 203, can we have your first name, please?
Oh, hello. My name is James.
Hi, James. Do you have a question for us?
No, I don't have a question. I'm pretty sort of a rookie at this. I'm kind of just getting involved in this. It's exciting to me. If I'm getting to know it a little bit better. I've been listening for a couple of shows now and was a little shy on getting a reading, but I think I'm ready to see if any of the angels have anything to tell me, maybe.
All right. Well, we'll see what we've got for
you. That's neat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Am I going out on a limb here, or?
No, you're just fine. You're just fine. Okay. Yeah.
You'll be blown away by that.
Just please be gentle with me.
Oh, you better believe it. Of course. I just
thank you.
Seeing an owl for you, and that's the first thing I see just right away is an owl. So owl is really a neat animal. So let's check out. But I think it's really cool that you have been listening to some shows and checking this out, and I know it's different when you first get involved in it and stuff. But, yeah, we would only want to be easy on people. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's funny that you say owls because that's a species that intrigues me very much. You know, I mean, I've always haven't seen many of them, but I'll let you talk. But that's a great start.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Well, if you're having feelings like that, it's a good chance that it's one of your animals, and then I'm seeing it very much around you. So the owl says, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises that they may wear. This is a particularly ripe period to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you. Quietly observe your environment, watching, listening for signs and omens that'll give you answers to questions you may have. Now is a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, or feel events before they actually happen. That's what I love about the owl. They are so cool that way. They're one of the psychic animals. Your most creative cycle now is the night, so set aside time in the evening to work on projects. And actually, any of the animals are, but the owl is particularly that way. And if you're
it's interesting that you
difficult, huh?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No. Okay. Well, I just have a little bit more. It says if you're facing a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, you might want to make the decision that will reap the best benefits for all concerned. And you typically see what others don't see here and what others don't hear. You're able to discern the truth behind any falsehoods. And that's the other thing about the owl. They see deception very clearly. You're an old soul and have an inherent wisdom that continues to expand as you mature, and you have finely attuned awareness and sensitivity to others. One of your greatest gifts is being able to foresee the future. You're able to contact the spirit world through your clairvoyance and clairaudience. So there it is. I think you called
that's
the
amazing
right
because I've been using animals. I've been using animals or birds in order to do that because I've gotten a little bit more spiritual. And it's been squirrels, it's been bunnies, and now you're talking owls. So this all falls into line with how I'm progressing. That's very interesting. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. I'm glad to hear that, and good luck on your path. This is so exciting.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jan.
Definitely.
That is beautiful. Thank you, Jan. That is an amazing
animal,
the owl, and that's an amazing reading. That is so beautiful. Well, James, this is Mary, and I pulled two cards from the spirit deck for you, and it says, "Dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize no matter what we will not let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way on this one. Even if it may feel like you are in free fall, we are here for you. And you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. All the elements are in place and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly, right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point. We love your courage and embrace it." And it says in the back, "Celebrate life." So that's one of your messages. And then the other one is, "Dear you, what is true for you? Can you be impeccable with your word? Sure you can, as long as it's not used to manipulate others. The truth can set everyone free. Let go of the results, let go of your fears, and allow the truth to empower you and others. This will set into motion a kind of change that will be supportive of you and loving and all kinds of prosperous. This is not a time to compromise and hide your truth from others. Whatever it is you want, go for it and be clear in your motives, especially with yourself. You will be so happy you did. This is a time where you will tap into the power to co-create and manifest your best life. Doesn't that feel amazing? And the results, miraculous. When you tell the truth and ask the same of others, you can learn a lot from life's beautiful lessons and achieve your dreams. Love you always." And it says, "You are magical." So those are your two messages, James. I hope that's helpful.
Wow.
Well, that is amazing, because over the last 3 or 4 months, I've been trying to become a person that at least literally speaks the truth, for good or for bad. And I've had success with it, and I've been feeling a lot better about myself, my family, and the people around me. So, but that was just basically done months ago. I've never really lived my life like that. So that's amazing. That,
wow,
that just gives me a little confidence that things are kind of, you know, working out, you know, the way I was hoping that they would. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. I'll switch you over to Liz, James.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, James. Wow, that's been amazing already. So I wanted to say...
Yeah, maybe I should stop now. I don't know if it can get any better. Maybe I should just, like, go now. this
well,
has
just
been great.
Hold on.
All right.
So Mary's first card, it said... you know that thing that scares you, do that. It's meant for you. And that's my favorite person that I follow, Gabby Bernstein. She's a spiritual mentor and author. She says that. She says it all the time. That little thing that scares you, that's what you're meant to do. So I always remember that. I always hold that piece, you know, when I get nervous and I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then I'm like, yeah, wait, do it. Just do it.
So that's kind of like a theme on all
cards.
Three readings so far, is that risky thing.
Yeah, because that's how it feels.
Yeah.
You're scared. You don't know, because people might think you're weird or something, but once you start talking about it and you're whispering and going, you know, angels, and then they're like, oh, my
yeah.
God, everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Just wait. So The first card I pulled for you is from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light deck, and it's number 7, Change is Coming. And it's a beautiful girl, and she's surrounded by butterflies, but a handsome man could be there as well. And butterflies are all about change, right? The big metamorphosis. And it says, I am here to guide you through this exciting transformation. This is a time of joyous opportunities. So, you know, of course, we're all here. If you're not a member of Sacred Embers Group on the Facebook page, you know, everyone in Sacred Embers Group is here to help you with this. Any questions you have, any, you know, you're unsure or you need somebody, there's somebody here that can help you. So don't be afraid to reach out. This is what we're here for. It's what we do. And, you know, begin sharing it with other people because, like I said, everybody's going to have a story. and you're going to find more connections than you ever thought. And once you start sharing it, you change your vibration. You raise your vibration to a higher level, and then you start to attract people of the same vibration. And as you do that, you meet more and more people that are like-minded. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, don't be afraid to put it out there. Even if you get a couple people that are like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can almost guarantee you will not.
That's very well said. That's very well said. Thank you so much. That's great positivity and gives me a lot to think about, and I appreciate it.
And then the second card I got for you from the Divine Abundance deck is Ease. And it's Lakshmi, who is the many-armed goddess of Hindu belief. And she's all about abundance. And it says, it is easy for me to receive. It is easy for me to receive. It is easy for me to receive. So affirmations are a very powerful part of spiritual work because a lot of times we want to second guess and doubt ourselves about what we think we're supposed to do or know we're supposed to do or think that we were given a sign for, and were we overthinking it, and then we overthink it, and da, da, da. So tell yourself, and I'm sure you're in this stage because you're at the beginning, and that's where we all start. So
yeah.
Just remind yourself, it is easy for me to receive. When you ask a question, if you hold space and clear your mind for that moment, you will receive an answer. We just must have patience. They don't just speak in your ear usually. You have to kind of let it come, you know, give them a minute. They work a little slower than us. They want us to stop and take our time and be present. And one thing that I had made a note of after I pulled these cards was set aside ego. And when we are first trying to tap into our intuition and know whether it's our intuition speaking or it's our ego speaking, our intuition always speaks in terms of we and like everyone, right? And our ego speaks to I. So if you're having a thought and it's only about you, not about everyone, then you know it's your ego. So that is my little bit of advice for you.
Well, thank you for that. That's great advice to begin with. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I see that
Ms.
Peck Jones has joined us this evening, so you have one more reader. Peg will give you her message now.
Oh, awesome. Boy.
Yes. Hi, Peg.
Peg, we can't hear you. Sometimes she mutes herself.
I did mute myself. I'm sorry.
There you are, Peg.
All the time. Hello, James.
Hi, Peg.
Liz was talking, I just asked for guidance. So it's kind of a channel. It's not from a card, but I'll pick a card at the end. And so let's just see what I said. Okay, it starts off with listen to your heart, do what you enjoy, be with those you love, have fun, take time for you, be there for others, ask for help from your guides, your angels, ask for guidance to those on the earth plane, as above, so below, meaning the earth plane. So that's what I had received in those few minutes, and I'm going to pick a card from Archangel Gabriel, see what he has to say for you. Okay, let's see. Daily practice. The more you practice your new skills, the more comfortable and confident you become. So that could be anything. It could be, you know, something for yourself, like meditation or affirmations, exercise, some type of healing modality. And, you know, or it could be just skills that maybe through your work or employment, it's, you know, it's Archangel Gabriel's encouraging you to practice those daily. It could even be something creative like writing, you know, whatever, like journal writing or something. I feel like the message has a lot to do with self-care, but also, you know, also being there for others, too. And I have a funny feeling that you do all that anyways. But
that's amazing.
I hope that helped.
That's amazing, because that's exactly what I've been doing over the last 3 or 4 months is, yes, it is a physical. I walk about 10 to 12 miles a day. It gets me thinking about lots of different things. It really keeps me at bay. And for you to just put a positive twist on that, you know, that was just really intuitive. That's awesome. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Wow. Well, this was a great phone call. Thank you so much, everybody. Your angels are great.
You're welcome, James. I was going to say, did you think it was too scary? Or did we go easy on you?
You know what? At first, I did. I've been on in a couple of shows, and I've been very scared to do it, you know, thinking, you know, I'm not sure what to expect. But as I got comfortable with your readings with other listeners, that made me comfortable to go ahead and get one. So I appreciate that.
Oh, well, we're glad you did. And we hope you call again.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. It was
a
pleasure reading for you, James.
Have a great night.
It really
was. Thank you.
God bless.
How nice to have a first caller. I love when that happens.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was really exciting. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like honored to be the first one, you know?
Yes.
That's so cool.
And the spirit animal. That was amazing. Oh, the owl. It's just an amazing spirit animal.
Yeah. How powerful to have that come through on your first time, too.
Yes.
Everyone's message. Oh, my God. Every one of you. It was like just so right on for him. Just bam, you know. How beautiful.
Yeah, and I have no idea what any of you had said, so I just kind of winged it.
You did so
phenomenally,
too.
Fine.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Beautiful
just
message.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Poop up.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we have another caller, ladies. Are we ready to take another one? Peg's primed up.
Sure.
Or Peg, do you want to share anything with us now that you're on?
Let me see. Not right now.
Okay. You don't have to. I just wanted to ask.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
Yeah, I really didn't think about it tonight.
That's fine. Jan did a beautiful introduction of you.
Oh, okay. I'll have to listen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, let's see, lady. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, hi. Hi, lovely ladies. I'm Constance.
Constance.
Hi. Yay. Buddy. Yeah, we're up on the biggest stage in the world, according to the Guinness Book. Jen and I were dancing buddies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know we were talking about you at the beginning of the show?
You talked about me, Jen, as I will send out Love and Light and Lynn Blaisdell and all you ladies who know me so well and been talking to me for a couple of years while I've sustained and lived through two bouts of COVID. And just now, a tooth fell out. Now I feel like, what's going on? You know, I've got teeth falling out, everything. It's like my mother used to say, beware of the Ides of March. You know, maybe that was
oh, March.
Beware of the Ides of March. It's
March,
it's British. Yeah.
Yeah,
and so here we are, March 1. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. That's the other saying from my mother. But I have had the time of my life. I've had this surgery, the foot and ankle surgery, where he was able to bring down my heel cords to the so that I could walk again. That's the potential. But in order now, I just started to walk with the device, but the pain is absolutely excruciating because it's nerves and nerves don't heal fast. And so, you know, we've been trying to figure out how to cure that without taking gross amounts of meds, you know. But it's like you lady said, she's going to walk again. Well, guess what? You were all right spot on, you know. And I will walk again. I don't know what my purpose is to be here because I've lived through two bouts of COVID and was in intensive care unit and kind of, you know, was on the edge there, you know, for a long time. Lynn Blaisdell said that she really didn't know where I was. She couldn't find me. She was calling her people to find out where I was when I was first sick 3 years ago. I guess it is almost 3 years. So, you know, I've had this journey when, and I just, it's unbelievable to me that this, something else would befall me, like a tooth falling out just now. I almost ate it for dinner, you know?
Aww.
And my lower quadrant, you know? I don't know what COVID does to people long-term, but I can tell you that I could write a small dissertation for a master's degree on what it did to me, you know? I mean, and I'm just one person, but I'm sure there's other people out there suffering, but they're silent about it. And I think that many many organizations or the drug companies would like to keep it silent, you know, and not talk about when things don't work or how come or how did we ever get it, you know. And I don't know. I just had physical therapy here today. Occupational therapy was yesterday. So they're coming 4 days a week. The nurses were here last night and doing things. I love the shots I get. No, I don't. But I get them anyways. It's just a lot of stuff. And I'm trying really hard to keep a positive attitude and to really say move on. But I don't know what that move is. My mother is swirling around. You know, I was in her ICU where she worked for 45 years. And they, when they saw my name, they went, oh, my God, it's Betty's daughter, you know. And, you know, they saved my life, and so did many other people. And then I have you kind ladies that, you know, are so lovely and just say the most positive things to do to keep me sane when I think, like, I can't deal with it anymore. It's gotten to be too insane, you know. And then I move on. I'm able to move on, move forward, and just go, oh, well, a tooth just fell out. I had it for dinner. You know, I was counting on calcium for dinner. You know, I just have to make fun of what's happening to me. And
yeah.
The whole thing, because it shouldn't be like one disaster after another or one surgery after the other, you know. And then, you know, you're just struggling to be a planet and contribute in a, you know, a mindful, beautiful way. That's what my parents taught me, is that you're here to contribute. You know, you're here to do whatever it is your gift is. And so you ladies have all recognized your gifts probably pretty young. I recognized my gift when I was very young as well, to dance. And my father was a musician. My mom was a nurse. But, boy, this last 2.5 years has been wicked. You know, and I don't know. My housemate's from Ukraine, so we've got his family in Ukraine. And it's just hard when you've got too much going on, then you think you're not going to make it, and then you think, well, yes, I will. It's kind of like the little engine that would it cool, you know. I'm talking fast because I really don't feel good right now.
Aww.
Lost a tooth.
I'm sorry.
I know,
that's so hard to lose a tooth like that. Just like, oh, gosh, that's scary. Yeah.
I was just eating a piece of bread. And all of a sudden, there was a crunch. And I was like,
yeah.
What? This is not Captain Crunch cereal. This is a piece of sourdough bread that was soft. And it took my tooth out. I mean, it was bizarre.
Constance, you're taking medicine, you know, and you've had to take a lot of drugs. And the drugs, the antibiotics, one after the other, and all the pain pills and everything, it's hard on the system. It's going to take a while for you to build it back up, you know. So and it's just going to take a while. But you will. You will.
Yeah,
you will build it back up. You will. You definitely will. And I saw a bunch of animals for you. Should I just go through them real quickly and then the ladies can...
Yeah, I love the animals.
I know. Okay. Well, the very first one was the owl, like I saw for James.
Ooh.
So you got the owl, and the owl, I know that I know it fits you very well because you have the gifts, all the gifts, the abilities, all the psychic abilities. You have all of them, and which the owl talks about. And so that's really neat. And then I got a dog. And is your dog nearby? Is your dog nearby?
Yeah, she's right next to me.
That's what I thought. When I was looking at you, I was going, oh, I think her dog is right here. I can see her dog right next to you. So,
right.
I mean,
she's a rescue, so I rescued her from euthanasia from Kentucky 5 years ago. Yeah.
Really,
her
nice
name is Ava. She's a Yorkie. And but you think she's a German Shepherd.
kidding, because when I opened up the page, the dog is a German Shepherd. That's funny.
That's
really
is funny.
Funny
because she thinks she is. It's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
It's so cute,
well, let me just read a few lines about the dog, and then we'll go on to the next animal. the dog says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to remain determined and resolute, even if you're facing negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those you are closest to, and I know you do. You do that with all of us, and I know you do that with people right around you. I know that for sure. And you're very loyal, which you are to all, to your friends, to your community, to your work. And you do best when you serve humanity. You thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. And when someone needs something, you're always the quickest to respond. And I know you do. I know that about you. You do that. Yeah. So that's the dog, and I think that I saw your dog next to you, so that's why I got the dog, but it's still a nice animal. But then I got the white horse. I got the white horse, and the white horse says, you're very well protected from any negativity or harsh psychic attacks. You're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, a vision quest, or shamanic journeying. And let's see. You're about to embark on an unexpected adventure, and it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. Oh, my God. Isn't that the truth? It's time for all that to be gone. And you're working.
It's like you be gone. You have no place in my heart anymore.
Exactly.
Lynn used to tell me that. She would say, be gone, be gone. You've got no place
here. Be gone. Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with that totally. And you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this ordeal. You're much more powerful than you think. This situation requires strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion, and teamwork with your family and friends and community. I mean, that just says everything that you're doing right now. And even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you're still able to deal with all the mundane issues, which is true. And I know that you like to explore and travel. That's what the horse does. And you're also a natural leader who evokes confidence in others, which is so true. I mean, so the last animal that I got is the fox.
Oh, my
and,
favorite. Love the red fox.
Really? Oh, really?
Yes. I've got a red fox in my room looking at me.
Oh, okay. Because it said I had written down red fox. Perfect.
Yeah,
right.
Right here.
That's exactly what I wrote. Okay, good. All right.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you're
there
so spot
you go.
On.
Well, you know, it's the animals who show up. I don't have to do anything. They do it, not me. So trust your intuition and be wary of someone who may try to trick you. That's what, the fox are all about, tricksters.
Right.
It doesn't mean... So your intelligence and ingenuity are most useful right now. It's better to remain in the background and just sort of blend in right now. That's what the fox is saying, just blend in. That's what they're talking about. And listen, hear, look, see, sense, feel. Trust your senses to guide you, which I know you do. And the fox comes around when you're dealing with an insurmountable problem. So,
we got that going on.
Yeah. And you're a keen observer. Always watch others, noticing what's being said and what's not being said. You're very nurturing and protective and conscientious, very productive, very creative, capable of blending into an environment. So vocal characteristics, adjusting your body language and you are very, very creative and come up with creative solutions to problems, which is true. I mean, you've had mm-hmm. to, too. I mean, you've been doing this. So, I mean, you're surrounded by these beautiful animals, and they're just to me, they're saying, stay on track. You're getting there. You're going to be okay. You're getting there. It's a hard road, but you've done it. You've gone through so much of this, and you're still, you know, I know it's still hard. It's still hard, but I think it's going to get better. I mean, I feel it is. We've all felt that, and I bet the ladies are going to tell you all that. And so I'm telling you that now, too, and I just want you to hang in there. If you can, just hang in there, Constance. My goodness, you're such a survivor. You're so strong. You're so beautiful. And, you know, there's a reason why you're hanging in there.
But my dear Jen, you know, two peas in a pod, two ladies that dance on the biggest stage in the world. And that's in the Guinness Book of World Records. And look at you fly. You know, we both have had our, you know, challenges. I would call them challenges.
Yeah.
But not, you know, insurmountable. And you too don't give up, and I don't give up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna let it happen. I don't know where my next path is going because of therapy and stuff and things like that. It's kind of a big question mark. But I do want to go back to work when I can walk or lose some of the appendages that are in my body, you know. I don't want to be like that anymore, and I don't want to be in a wheelchair. I want to be with my walker just to stabilize me, and I do have two canes.
Or maybe
so
just a cane.
Exactly. I see myself with my cane, on my wooden cane.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just, you know, it's like you feel just like the dimensions that I feel like I wake up and I could swear my mom is in the door of my bedroom.
Oh, really?
And I can actually see her at times.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Then I go, and it's the middle of the night, and I wake up, and then I see this vision, and I say, Mom. And then I realize, I get a little bit more awake, and I realize that, no, I'm not in my house that I grew up in, and no, that's not, I mean, this is not her house. So, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of a strange thing that happens very frequently as of late. And I think that it's because she was a critical care nurse, and I think that she's worried. And that she checks in on me, you know?
Yeah.
From afar, wherever they may be. Yeah, they just have to...
My brother does that. He checks in on me a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to. They just feel like, I'm going to go and see what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I know that I've been guided to the best surgeons after I was turned down by many. And then the last one, it was like, well, I can fix this. It's just pain.
That's right.
You know, what
were his last words to you on that last appointment?
Well, he said, now the party begins.
There you go.
And
now the party begins.
I believe he said that was because I have to learn how to walk again. My feet are not the same size. But the nerve endings that he did... you know, operate on are very sensitive because nerves just are, you know that from dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a nerve pain is like the worst pain ever. Well, so yesterday I got up and down with my occupational therapy person many times.
Mm-hmm.
And then today when the physical therapist came, he said, you know, I read the notes from yesterday, you worked too hard. And I said, I worked too hard. And he goes, well, you did all this stuff yesterday. I said, because I want to move out of this current, you know, like being in bed all the time or being able to do more normal stuff and ride in the car again, my car, and go do things that I haven't done in 2.5 years. You know, I'm so over it. You know, it's like you like I'm so over it. I'm it's done. You know, and so I think that the people that show up in my dreams, they're my my relatives, my grandfather, my father.
So Constance, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we need to get you to the other ladies because we have two more callers, and we're going to run out of time. And I'm sorry to interrupt you like that, but I have to.
Don't worry. No worries.
Okay, so I want to just let Mary go ahead and I'm just interrupting all your spiel and going to let Mary just go ahead and give you her reading.
Thank you.
And I just want to tell you, I love you, and I'm really proud of you. So anyway, here's Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah, those spirit animals were amazing. Jan, that was amazing reading as well. And Constance,
we
are so proud of you on this show. We love you so very much, and your journey has been one of growth and of healing. And how appropriate the cards that came out for you are just like so beautiful. And Archangel Raphael wanted me to give you this card, and it says, your angels can see that you need a boost of light and energy at this time. Together with Archangel Raphael, they are filling your body, mind, and soul with healing energy. So take some time out to take care for your whole being. Close your eyes and allow Archangel Raphael and the healing angels to place their hands upon you. You are blessed to receive this card today because healing is being brought to you on all levels. So accept it. So, and then it says, healing doesn't begin in the body. This is the highlight they want me to tell you. It begins in the mind and soul. It is in your body that determines you feel, but your mind that determines what state your body is in. Think healing positive thoughts at this time and be grateful for what's good about your body and your health. As you recognize the health benefits you already have, more will be brought to you. You may well find the healing angels are also here to help you heal others. Yep. But in order to do this, you must ensure that you yourself are in good health. So heal within, then share what you've learned within the world. So as I said before, I feel like your story, and you're going to be able to heal others with your story of like what you've been through and what you've accomplished. And there's so much more to come, such beautiful things to come into your life. So I feel like it's nothing but great and a great outcome for you. But, you know, I feel that the more you make a list of the things, or if you can't make a list, just think about the things that you're grateful for. And just as your body heals and think about those things that you're grateful for instead of the things that are going wrong, you know, where, you know, you're still in excruciating pain, but not saying that because, you know, when I was healing, I used to have a code word with Catherine, and I never used to say I was in excruciating pain because that's the energy you put out, so you're going to stay in excruciating pain. So, you know, just watching what we say, just have a code word for pain, you know, that the universe doesn't understand, you know, so just say, I'm okay, I'm healing, you know, so I had that word. I'm healing, you know, so Catherine knew that, you know, it wasn't such a great day. If I said it was a great day, it was no pain, you know, so it's just beautiful. And then the other card I have for you is the Divine Mother came through for you, Mother Mary. So it says, thank you.
I know. I know you love the rosary, and I know you love Mother Mary.
And
so,
it's Lent.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Lent.
Yep. So it says, you are never too old to be mothered, and the Divine Mother sends you her blessings at this time so that you can feel wrapped and secure in her love. You are being encouraged to love yourself and to see that you are deserving of love so that the Divine Mother can work with your angels to bring healing and miracles into your life. You are a being of unconditional love. It's natural to love and be loved because it's who you are. And I do believe that. That's who you are, Constance, you know, and just remembering that that's really who you are. Like you're being of unconditional love. Just give that love out that you have, you know, and the same thing will return for you. And then the last card that jumped out for you was live your joy. And then thanking your angels for supporting you as you follow your joy. And now your joy is the joy of healing, right? So remembering that healing, you're feeling that joy of healing. You know, and all these gifts that are coming to you, you know, as we said before, we've seen you walking and you will walk again, you know, and just stay positive. And I'm going to switch you over to Peg because we have two more callers that we would like to pick up after. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
my dear Mary.
You're welcome, Constance.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Hello, Constance. This is Peg. And
hi, Peg.
Hi. I have two cards for you. The first one is from the Energy and Spirit cards. And it's all about thought vibration. Okay. Like a saddle, it's, you know, resonant choices, signature signals. Like a satellite in space, your mind is sending and receiving signals in every direction. The vibrations of your thoughts and beliefs never cease projecting and receiving. This is a very real energetic influence on what you attract and manifest, a powerful force in your present and future happiness. It's easy to say that your cognitive patterns create your reality, but how much do you really think about your ongoing thoughts process? This card is telling you that you now have the power to bring much positivity and self-love into your thinking. In fact, your mental power is growing more than ever. Consciously send out clear and attractive signature signals, and the world will return your loving messages to you. And I feel like that's happening for you. You know, you're seeing some improvement in what you have been going through. And then
it's 180 degrees. It's 180 degrees.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. And then the second card is divine guidance from Archangel Gabriel. I mean, you've had all this time to, you know, think and, you know, to know what you want. And you know, you're probably hearing from your angels and your guides, and so the message on this card is the ideas you're receiving are heaven sent answers to your prayers. So I feel like your angels, your guides, your loved ones, your higher power is there for you, and they're hearing and they're seeing your determination to heal and to get better. And I feel like they're just reminding you of this, you know, and I feel like they're amazed at the resilience that you've had over all this time. And,
you know, as you know, things don't happen overnight all the time. Sometimes they do. And so it's all in divine timing, but your guidance is surely with you, you know, up above and below. You know, you're getting guidance here too from, you know, your doctors and, you know, your friends and family. Mm-hmm. And so you're well protected. And they just want to remind you of that.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I am aware of my family. Yes, of course. Very important. That's thank you so much, Pam.
You're welcome.
Constance is Liz.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hi,
how are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hang in there.
I was going to say, much better than you have been. You're making, yep, you're getting, you're on your way to recovery.
Yeah.
I have two cards for you, and they're very, very much in line with what the other lady said. you know there's a reason you're still here and that you have purpose, and that's true. It's very true. I think I agree with them to share your message and share your story of healing because, you know, for someone to go without walking for such a long period of time, normally most people would say that, you know, they probably weren't going to. And I think you have an amazing story to share. And you're also, before being ill, you're a very athletic, in shape woman, really.
Yeah,
you know,
was.
Being a dancer, that's definitely,
yeah.
You definitely had some strength and stamina. So, you know, that's a big part of why you're able to endure this, because you have that already built up in you, and you're not a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know from your family, you don't come from a family of quitters, so
no,
they're
pretty high functioning. They were like,
yeah,
you know, don't embarrass the family name, or you know, mm-hmm. there'll be troubles, you know, and so you just need to go down that road. You know, you just not even a thought.
Yeah. So the first card I got for you was let it go. It says, this situation no longer serves you. Allow me to sever your energetic connections to the past so you can embrace the future. So, you know, it's time to let go of the stories of, about, you know, why did this happen to me? We'll never know, but it was meant to. but also anything that you're holding against other people, you know, any tension or anything you're holding against anyone else in your life, it's just time to sever the ties and say, you know what, that's just how they are, and I'm going to accept it, and I don't necessarily have to have them as part of my life, and just let it go. You can call in Archangel Michael to cut any energetic cords that don't belong to you. You can simply ask him to, you know, clear away anything that no longer serves me, return all energy that is not mine to where it belongs, and bring back all energy that belongs to me. So that way, all those cords are cut, and, you know, we're just in a point of acceptance and moving on. So there's no sense dragging that heavy baggage from the past with us. Right?
No, the bag is too heavy.
Yeah.
So, the bag is gotta go.
Yeah. And then the next card is a beautiful card with this beautiful rose opening up on it, and it says, outrageous openness. Dear love, open me to your will. Release me from my attachments. Surprise and delight me with your plan. You know what's needed, and I am open to receive. So, you know, letting go of anything that you're holding on to, it's just going to allow you to open up and receive what the universe and God has for you, and to move forward and continue on your healing journey and just become brighter and brighter. Because that's what's coming
beautiful.
For you. That's what's on the way.
Oh, so beautiful.
So, it was so wonderful to hear from you, Constance. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for keeping us up to date with how you're doing, even sometimes when you're not in the best place. But I think we help to get you feel a little better, and then, you know, and you've continued to heal on this journey. 2 years now, you've been amazingly pioneering.
But you've all been with me, and I know that you've done amazing things to help me that I wasn't there, but I know that it was going on. You know, I just know that you all were and still are a big part of that. And I want to thank you with God's grace in this Lenten season for all that you've done for me and helping me understand and let go and move on, move forward, do good, and don't forget the good things that my parents instilled in me.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
No, so I want to thank all of you.
Oh, you're welcome. And
thank
you. Can't wait
to
hear from you again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you,
Constance.
Thank you, Constance.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Thank you, ladies.
I love you too, Constance.
Oh, how wonderful. So I was just talking about her at the beginning and she called in. I was like, yay.
Yeah, that is. I love that. Very synchronous.
Beautiful messages for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, ladies, do we want to take, we have two callers left. Do we want to try to get both of them or one of them?
Yes.
Yeah, let's
pick up both.
Yeah, we can pick up both.
All
Jan,
right.
You're good, right? We're all good?
Okay.
Yep.
Area code 310, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Sure. My name is Mindy, and thank you so very much for your service and saying, yes, I'll take those last two callers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have a question for us?
I don't think I've I have a business question, but I'm always so open to the process, so whatever message I need to hear will probably answer my question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure. Hey, Mindy, it's Jan.
Hello.
So I'm just, I'm seeing a mouse, period. I just am. And, you know, I haven't seen too many mouses. Don't think of it as being a weird animal. I mean, it's just, I can't help it. It's just, that's what I'm seeing, period. Just, wow. So I'm going to look it up and see what we have going with the mouse. That is so cool. Pay close attention to detail so as not to let anything important escape your attention. It's a time of plenty for you, yet one that requires vigilance in order to avoid any diminishment or significant losses. You may be missing something that is obvious and right in front of you. It's an appropriate time for closer scrutiny of all things, all that's going on in your life, and sort out that which no longer fits. Make a dispassionate assessment of your strengths and your limitations without judgment, and be completely honest with yourself. You're missing an opportunity by narrowly focusing your attention on only one or two activities. You're very detail-oriented, and you're organized, putting things in their proper place and keeping track of things easily. Clean and fastidious. You like to warehouse supplies, keeping enough around so that you don't have to worry. That's really neat. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and disorganized and you want to get things in some kind of order, that's what the mouse is here for. If you're feeling unproductive and you want to get motivated, that's what the mouse is here for. And it's a good, they're good for focusing and getting things done. And okay, yeah, that's it.
That's fantastic.
All right.
It's very
good.
Okay.
I'm glad that you
elephant.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. All right, I'm going to pass you right over to Mary.
Hi, Mindy. It's Mary. So I pulled a postcard from Spirit for you, and it says, "Dearest you, isn't it amazing how things seem to come around again, full circle, in ways you could not possibly have planned? You wonder how a dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you're really ready. Mm-hmm. You thought it was time back then, but your wisdom knows better than your small self, whose desires are unmet. Now here you are with a new opportunity to do things from a different, more mature perspective. We want you to trust that in this new opportunity for rebirth, you will be called in two directions, and the one that is unfamiliar will be the right one. In the unknown spaces, oh, I get chills, the uncharted places of infinite potential, we are waiting to guide you into your fullest life. Big bounty will come if you remain in the present. You have come full circle, and now you can see that everything changes, is made new, and is given new hope. Loving you always." And in the back it says, "Live your dream." So, Mindy,
that's
I hope
wonderful.
That helped. That is
it's
a beautiful quote to get, because there's going to be, like,
yes.
new opportunities for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. I'll send you over to Peg now.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, hello. Mindy?
Hello.
Hello, I'm Peg, and the card that I got was your eternal spirit, higher self, sacred intuition, and it's from the energy and spirit oracle deck. People often define themselves according to the restriction of their human bodies and mental and emotional patterns. They rarely focus on the unlimited power and value of their spirit. But if this is your approach, it only limits your happiness and your experience of value in the world. The card heralds a time of great spiritual value. You are at a point where you can finally awaken to the full and ever-present power of your eternal spirit. The very real side of you preceded your present self, going all the way back to the divine consciousness, the source of your true identity. Meditate on the sacred intuition of your inner voice and the radiant wisdom it brings. Let go of limitations and commune with you, with your perfect sacred identity. The more you turn to the eternal spirit within, the more truth, beauty, and blessings will adorn you in this life. So it's almost like remembering, yeah, this is my life here, but there's a lot more of who I am. And, you know, and it's finding out who that is, you know, and as you go on your spiritual path, you will find more of that for yourself. And maybe you have already. So maybe it's, you know, it could be just validation for you of what you already know.
Yes.
I hope that helps.
It does. It's a great validation.
Good. I'm glad. Well, you have a great night, and I'm going to pass you over to Liz. Okay.
All right. Beautiful, ladies. Hi, Mindy. It's Liz, and I have two cards for you.
Oh.
The first one is from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light deck, and it's number 12, Embrace Your Life Purpose. I am guiding you towards your divine life purpose. Whatever makes your heart joyful is what you're meant to be doing. So, you know, we're always being guided. If we listen, you know, take the time to listen, we'll always be put in the path that we're meant to be. So, you're
wonderful.
Thinking about changing jobs, you're thinking about going into a new career or starting a new business. If you're really having, like, passionate, fired up feelings, like you really get excited and just you can't stand it, that's what you're supposed to be doing. That's how it should feel.
Right.
If it's not feeling like that, If it's not feeling like that, it's probably not the right thing. Doesn't mean that it won't ever happen. It might just mean maybe not right now at the time. But, you know, just keep tuning in and listening. You know, anytime you have to make a decision, if you take a moment and take a couple deep breaths in and out and, you know, just hold the question in your mind and see how do you feel when you say yes to it, and how does your body feel when you say no to it? You know, you can tell, you know what feels good and what doesn't feel good in your body. And, you know, sure. When we just take a moment to pause, we can ask ourselves, and we know, because our intuition will give us the right answer. It's just a matter of listening. So, you know, anytime right. you think you're at one of those places where you're making a decision about what's next, take a moment to pause and say, okay, how does this make me feel when I say yes? How does it make me feel when I say no? And then you'll know which way to go. And then the second card I pulled for you was from the Divine Abundance Oracles, and it's companionship. It says, giving someone your complete presence is an astonishing gift. So I didn't necessarily feel like this had to do with a romantic relationship necessarily, but, you know, a close friend or a child, make sure that, you know, when they come to you to talk, that you stop everything else you're doing and you're listening. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we think we can multitask. but right. really, I mean, think about it, when you go to someone and you're trying to ask a serious question, right, and you really want their heartfelt response, when they're doing something else, it makes you feel like they're not listening, right? So
right.
Just keep that in mind when you're dealing with other people that you're close with. You know, sometimes we get a lot of things going on and we are overwhelmed and stressed out and we forget. But, you know, what's a couple minutes out of what we're doing to stop and have a conversation with someone and make them feel like they are important for a couple minutes. You know, it's important to them. It makes them feel important. I mean, I'm sure you can resonate in your own way that, you know, it makes you feel important when someone stops and listens to what you're saying. So
makes a lot of sense.
Just be mindful of it.
Wonderful.
But I think you have a lot of good things coming, and the universe is definitely trying to guide you. So I hope those messages help you, Mindy, and we'd love to hear back from you.
Okay. Thank you so very much, and thank you for your kind ways.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mindy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. All right. Are we ready for this last caller, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Area code 775. You're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, thank you so much, ladies. My name is Wendy from California.
Cool, Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Do you have a question for us?
I do, and it's divine timing in a way, because I'll have some extra money coming in, but when my sister and I arrived home today, there was a $100 raise in rent, crummy apartment. And they stated in black and white, they no longer offer month to month. So and it spells out clearly, they appreciate what wonderful renters we are. However, either we sign a lease or we are out completely by the last day of April. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's... we don't want to stay here anyway, but
mm-hmm.
so we, the thing is, I don't want to stay in the air, but I have special circumstances where there is going to be increased income from a God-given source, but it'll take a while for that to be reflective. So I don't know if the new apartment building would accept that right off the bat. And we basically got until the last day of April to get out or sign another lease, and we really do not want to sign another lease. So I will start tomorrow and looking. Will my sister and I be successful in finding a new place that will approve us? And it's going to be more money than the rent we pay now, but it's so expensive to move. We want it to be a nice place. So what do you see happening? Are we going to be forced to sign a new lease for another year, or are we going to move before the end of April into a brand new residence? And my sister and I share an apartment together, so will we be signing a new lease together? Her name is Leslie.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Okay, wait a second. I'm writing down your sister's name. Yeah, I feel like your sister is really going to be helping you out on this a lot. And I'm getting a red car with a little white poodle in it. And I'm seeing the car moving, and the poodle is in there. And I'm getting a yes on moving for you. That's what I was getting.
And how is my sister going to help me with this?
Well, I mean, so she, do you guys live, did you say that you live together too?
Yes, we do. And I love her dearly. And she won't be able to financially pay half of what a new apartment would cost. But I love her, and if she can pay around what she's paying now, then that's fine. But the thing is, I don't have a history to prove with this new income. So I'm pretty creative. Will we find a nice place that we'll be thrilled about, that they'll accept us? I'm even able to pay first, last, and a higher security deposit. So I'm very blessed with that. So
does she help you with things physically and stuff though?
She does.
Yeah.
She has taken over a lot of the household duties, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Because I've become disabled. And so she does, and I love her dearly.
And you're getting some of the, you're getting some, are you getting settlement or something?
Well, I have to be careful what I say on the air.
Okay. And, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah. There might be a settlement down the road, but it's going to be an increase in income, but I can't point to a history quite yet showing up within the next month, and I can tell the new place.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad for you that you're getting an increase, because we all saw that for you in one way or another. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that's coming to you, because I mean we kept seeing that for you, and then I am getting that there's going to be a move. But I mean, you can sign the lease if you want to stay, but I don't feel like you want to stay. That's what
we did not.
Really strongly. Yeah, I'm really getting that from you. And I feel like you're going to make that move. And I see that red car, kind of like the dog in that red car is like saying, let's move on. So I'm just going to, I'm
that's
looking
kind
up
of a cute scenario. I like that. So what does that mean to you? Just like, okay, flashy new surroundings, it's a happy move?
That's what I'm getting. And the car is flashy too. I'm going to read the dog just for a second in a different book. And the dog is the oldest domesticated animal, descended from the wolf, connected to the solar and lunar deities. And a shaman may wear a dog's something from a dog. I'm not going to say that. I don't like that. When you have a dog totem, you are intelligent, loving, loyal, and devoted to your family. You enjoy social occasions, eager to help. You may be a healer, adept to counseling, and contemplate the relevance of the breed. If a dog has appeared in a special way, perhaps you need to look at your approach to life. Dog is reminding you to live by your personal truth and be true to yourself, your family, and friends.
Okay.
And perhaps you need to look after yourself more, take time to relax and play. You're giving too
uh-huh.
much. Dog can help you with confidence in all of these areas. I want to hear what the other ladies have to say, but I'm getting a big yes of the move.
And I love
just
your
am.
Red car and dog scenario. That is so cute.
Okay, good. All right. I'm going to hand you right over to Mary.
Thank
and
you.
And please call back and let us know how it goes. Okay, Wendy, I want to know what
I
happens.
I would love to. I would love to.
Okay,
thank you.
Good.
God bless.
You're welcome. Same to you. God bless.
Hi, Wendy. It's Mary. And oh, my gosh, my ear is ringing. I'm getting a yes, too. I have to agree with Jan as well. But I also pulled a quick card for you. And it says, dearest you, sometimes it's wonderful to give, but there are times you might find yourself overgiving. Now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. Let others give to you, even if you are more comfortable being generous and being the giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of living, we sometimes overlook an important skill, receiving gracefully and with gratitude without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability or bringing an agenda of equality uh-huh. to it. Receiving is hard for some people, maybe you. You do not need a this for that in your exchange with others. You are doing good in this world. Let the world give back and support you. Then you can give up the old stories that have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. We all love you so very much in spirit, so, so much. And it says, be fearless in the back of the postcard. So that is my message to you. And that is such a beautiful message because, you know, it's sometimes hard as being a giver myself my whole life. It was really hard for me to accept people giving me stuff. And I used to be like, no. But it's the flow of abundance. It's giving, but also being able to receive as well. You know, so when someone's going to give you something, just say yes. So just
well,
in
you
case
know
you're saying no, just say yes.
And thanks, and you know what? It really is divine timing in a way, though, because
mm-hmm.
I hired two attorneys to help me with my situation. And
mm-hmm.
so, and they're so good. Some people have to fight for a year or more or whatever. And this was so fast that my
mm-hmm.
situation got approved. And I will no longer have to pay a monthly premium of $220 a month, so that'll help. And
yep.
So there is a lot of divine timing here,
yeah.
and I'm
mm-hmm.
very thankful. And that first lady was absolutely right. Does my sister do anything? Yes, she does. And
yeah.
I'm an extremely loving person, and
mm-hmm.
I am a humanitarian.
Yep.
I'm just feeling under pressure right now because I need to convince a new place. We will be, we have impeccable paying rent, but I have to, I can get some kind of paperwork maybe showing the, well, I don't know, but I'll, I hope we move before the end of April so that we're not stressed.
Yeah, I see it all working out for you, Wendy. So don't stress about it. Just put that perfect apartment that you want on a list the same way that we ask for, you know, when we're asking for love or a job. It's the same thing with an apartment, the perfect apartment. That's what I did when I got this one. And it's the best apartment I ever had because it checked off everything on my list. Plus more.
Wow.
So just do that. You know, it's really important to
well, you know what? It's
the
funniest
universe.
Thing because
uh-huh.
I didn't know how serious it
You're
was if you don't
out.
Go outside because then you lose vitamin D. And I've been saying to myself lately, I need to move to a place where there's a sunroom. I mean, that would be a miracle, but I believe you ladies are right, and I've got so many blessings and so much to be thankful for, and